Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. In many families, discussing money is forbidden, and in many cultures, it's considered taboo. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. This is why adopting a progressive, transparent approach to money management can represent a priceless change in thinking for multiple generations. It's a fact. When money is not discussed in families, it leads to systemic problems such as late bill payments, decreasing credit scores, and not saving for education and retirement. This is one dilemma all generations have in common. The recession lessened the implied moratorium on discussing money, but only slightly. We urgently need to open the lines of communication, and that can often be accomplished by injecting a little tongue-in-cheek humor. For example, in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, consider the name of Chapter 3, Saving Your Assets. This title was borrowed in part from one of my show segments on CNN called Smart Assets. The segment's play on words alone served to break the ice and allowed viewers to be more open about the personal money issues they faced. Everyone is entitled to his or her own money, whether it is earned, gifted, or inherited. If it is your money, then take it personally. How you manage your assets says a lot about who you are. Your future and livelihood depend on how you make your money work for you. As time passes, however, certain decisions will surely have to be made on how best to manage a loved one's assets. In order to do that successfully, you have to remove the boundaries and perceived attitudes about money management before issues such as health or aging become critical variables. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.